Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a national security threat flagged by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee this week, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly in Congress. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill Thursday. In the wake of the deadly Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City,
Congress needs to act, and it is shameful that we have not seen more action on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's time for lawmakers to come together on a federal assault weapons ban and universal background checks. Two were killed in the Kansas City shooting, with more than 20 others wounded in the nation's 48th mass shooting of 2024. Despite Trump attorneys' best efforts to delay, trial in his New York hush money criminal case will begin on March 25th as scheduled. Trump faces 34 counts involving allegedly falsified business records linked to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's attorneys argued in court Thursday that trial amounts to election interference. They were unsuccessful. Trump left the courtroom saying that it is a disgraceful situation. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says there are lies being told about her as a judge hears arguments over removing her from the Trump Georgia election case.
It's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them.
Willis surprised the court. She came in not long after her special prosecutor and romantic partner Nathan Wade testified about their relationship. Willis is accused of impropriety with Wade, including potentially with money. Trump's attorneys claim it's enough to have her tossed from the case. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Following the deadly Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City Wednesday, the White House is calling on Congress for more action on guns. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We've now had more mass shootings in 2024 than there have been days in the year.
President Biden's calling for a ban on assault weapons, a national red flag law, and universal background checks. Two were killed in the Kansas City shooting, with more than 20 others wounded. The Biden administration announcing $1 billion to improve airport terminals, the bulk of this in the bipartisan infrastructure law. They plan to make airports more comfortable by adding outlets and security lines more efficient. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg did acknowledge improving air travel is going to take more than making airports comfortable.
We're thinking about how to improve that, partly with regard to safety. Something given new relevance by the 737 MAX 900 incident in January.
Researchers have detected additional water in outer space. Utilizing data from a retired NASA mission, scientists identified water on the surfaces of two asteroids. teased fans earlier in the week, and now it's official. Selena Gomez has a new single. It's called Love On. It'll hit music platforms and apps February 22nd. In a clever Valentine's Day-themed Instagram post, Gomez led fans to some of what many suspect to be lyrics for the new song. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it's just, too bad that we don't have anything to talk about. We've got Liz Peek with us, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Maybe we can talk about Valentine's Day, Taylor Swift donating $100 million, I mean $100,000. Boy, Taylor Swift, she can't do anything without being, you know, scrutinized and looked at. Even when she does, a generous offer and gesture in, feeling for the DJ there that lost her life, that was shot at the Kansas City Chiefs parade, it's like everybody, all eyes are on Taylor Swift. I mean, she can't even breathe without somebody knowing what's going on. So even if she wanted to be anonymous about it, but Liz. All that aside, seriously, you wrote, your column says Trump could ride the special counsel's report all the way to the White House, but the journey to the White House, continues with all this crazy drama, whether we're talking about the, I guess we can't say Fannie Willis, I think officially she's Fannie Willis,
right.
Which, I mean, it seemed like we were in the middle of divorce court yesterday in hearing the testimony. It was just bizarre. And then, of course, today, later on, you've got the New York judge, Arthur Engoron, making the judgment, which Alina Haba, Trump's attorney, said, we know already it's not going to be good news. This is just going to be incredible, and it'll be a fodder for people to talk about all weekend long. How New York, as broke as they are, Liz, they're going to kick out the Trump empire and all the tax revenue out of the state, for what?
Yeah, I think most of us have been sort of feeling like we're snowed under with all the Trump legal problems, right? I mean, what is it? Four indictment, 91 counts.
91, yeah, 91.
Four different trials, et cetera. And I don't know about you, I have trouble keeping them all separate, kind of keeping track of where it, but all of a sudden it's landing. It's landing in the middle of this election season. And I really can't imagine that most fair-minded Americans are going to consider this a reasonable outcome. To start a trial, a six-week trial in New York, where President Trump has to be there every single day, right as the campaign sort of legitimately kicks off, I can't understand that. I mean, secondly, I would say the other thing that sort of normal people have a problem with, but again, I'm not a lawyer. This isn't really my track, but the other thing that is just incomprehensible to me is can somebody actually be sued, tried, whatever, in a New York court where we know that the jury pool is tainted, where the judge is clearly incredibly biased, and have no recourse? That seems nuts to me. It seems crazy that E. Jean Carroll, a second-rate writer that nobody had heard of for decades before she brought this lawsuit alleging a completely preposterous thing happened in a Bergdorf Goodman changing room, that she that somehow that's worth $800 million because of her reputational damage. What reputation? I mean, most people hadn't even heard of her before this thing happened. I mean, this all seems nuts. And yet, here it is playing out in real time. The Fonnie Willis thing, I was traveling yesterday, so I did not watch all of that testimony. Frankly, I don't know about you. I was kind of surprised that it was all aired on TV. And honestly, I'm not sure that that's a good thing because it kind of makes people perform to a much different audience than a courtroom audience. But, you know, it seems like, and I, you know, allegedly, she just lied. She lied to the court. We have, you know, pretty good solid evidence that she lied. So is she really going to be allowed to continue her prosecution of Donald Trump? I don't know. But this story, all these stories get weirder and weirder by the moment. And I think very frustrating to Americans who just want to have an election. You know what?
Stop. Exactly.
For all this talk about preserving democracy, you know, as many have said, Joe Biden is destroying democracy and we're watching it real time.
Well, the thing is, we say Joe Biden, it's the Democrats. It's the establishment that's doing this, you know. And that's why, you know, I keep reminding our audience, Liz, is this goes deeper. You know, you can't just put it on Joe Biden. You can get Joe Biden out of there. And who knows? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if 3 weeks before the end of his term of office, they get him out of there and have us endure Kamala Harris for 3 weeks just so that they can say, well, we've had the first woman president, Kamala Harris, in there. And maybe, you know, for her to do as little amount of damage as possible, even through the eyes of the Democratic Party and the apparatchik there. Daniel, just stay tuned. That would not surprise me somewhere down the road, because as it becomes more and more obvious that this president is leaking oil, there's going to be a mad scramble. I mean, you can only imagine what the convention is going to look like, right?
Well, and interestingly, of course, after the Her report came out, you even had what I call a reliable lefty columnist like Ross Defoe at the New York Times saying, okay, he can't be the candidate. Let's ship him out at the convention. That's probably the least messy way to do it. And, of course, I mean, that's where if it happens at the convention, then they can really go with, as they did in 1968, they can decide on a different candidate. At that point, they did pick the vice president, Hubert Humphrey. This time around, they don't have to pick Kamala Harris. And I honestly think that the Democrat leadership understands that she's as toxic as Biden is. And of course, that's where you get into all this conversation about Michelle Obama. If she would do it, it all works. And I've written this many, many months ago. I think it was like in August of last summer. Why is Michelle Obama such a perfect candidate for Democrats this year? One, she could be helicoptered in at the convention with total name recognition. Everybody knows who she is. She's the most popular woman in America. She comes full-blown with all the aids and accessories and the packs and all the things that the Obama tenure left her and still has. Obama has a great big pack. There will be no shortage of money. You can be sure of that. Finally, Michelle Obama will not have to be out there for 7 or 8 months campaigning, during which time that popularity could fade overnight. I mean, she's not known for really making friends and influencing people on the hustings. So, you know, I think it works for her. 2 months, that's it. Keep her kind of behind the gate, and she could probably win. I mean, that's the sad reality right now.
Well, Joel Gilbert has insisted for a number of years that that's what they're going to end up with. He did an extensive documentary on the background of Michelle Obama, vetted her, which would be rather unique for the mainstream media because, you know, her popularity, you know, continues to hold pretty steady there. But as people, you know, understand, there's a reason why she's called an Oreo by people who know her. You know, that she's black on the outside, white on the inside. When you look at her background and how her father moved her away from black schools and made sure she attended white schools. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
After the top of the hour, Liz Peek and I are continuing our conversation, the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Liz, an announcement this week. I'll tell you, you might want to throw some money. I mean, you're the Wall Street analyst here. Trump announced that he's going to open up his media company. He's putting $4 billion into this media company. And they're saying the opening offering somewhere around $50 a share. I'm not the analyst. I am not. But I'm telling you, my gut says buy. This thing could be.
I don't know. I mean, you know, time will tell. So far, let's face it, Truth Social has not really gotten off the ground. I mean, I post on there occasionally, but it isn't really, it is not making any kind of inroads, in my view, in the social media landscape. But I mean, if you differ, tell me why. I don't know.
Well, I think with $4 billion investment in it, I mean, this is a serious move. And you know, it's that touch Midas, the Trump Midas touch on whatever he does, just about, you know. I just see momentum with him that here he is. I mean, it's so frustrating for Biden and the Democrats. They don't, you know, they're trying to squash, you know, Trump's presence, but he continues to suck up oxygen. I just think there's just something magical about the Trump brand. That's, I mean, it's totally gut. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not the Wall Street analyst. I am not a, you know, a high-flying, high-profile investment type, you know, that can show up on Barney and Company and tell everybody, here's all this investment wisdom. This is just one of those, you know, gut reaction things, you know?
Well, I would be cautious, only because, you know, first of all, I would really like Trump to focus on winning this election. And, and by the way, I've heard from people in his campaign, he is focused on it. He's taking advice, which he has been loath to do in the past. His campaign, as you probably know, has gotten very high marks for being very professional this time around. It wasn't in 2020. It sure as heck wasn't in 2016, although that didn't matter in the end of the day. But, you know, he needs to raise money, because Republicans are not raising a lot of money right now, and Trump is falling behind Biden, astonishingly. And he needs to get out there. And frankly, he has to drive down his unfavorables. I mean, there are just too many Americans who say, yeah, I like his policies, but I won't vote for him. He's got to turn that around if he's going to win this election. And by the way, I do believe he has to win big, because Democrats are going to do absolutely everything in their power, including ballot harvesting and all the things that are sort of slightly shady, but they do it better than anybody. It's got to be a big margin. So let's focus on the election. Let's win over some people, not just drive them away with, you know, scary comments about NATO or stupid comments about Nikki Haley's husband or something. Let's try and win people over. That seems to me to be kind of an obvious thing that Trump should be focused on.
Well, here is what he did in 4 years. I mean, we're not talking theory. I mean, you know, Dick Morris said, look at him. He did it, then he'll do it again. I mean, you look at, I always look at the law of capacity. You know, a 10-gallon hat can hold 10 gallons of something, right? I mean, that's, and you look at Trump's capacity and what he revealed to everybody in practical, in terms of job creation, securing the border, national security, Middle East peace. And I believe with all my heart, Liz, that if he was in the White House, he could solve the Ukraine-Russian problem in 24 hours. I believe that.
Well, I think he'd force through some sort of settlement. And, you know, the settlement would probably give some of Ukraine to Russia, which I'm not very keen on. But let's face it, after 2 years of bungling and always being three steps behind the line, the Biden administration has made it pretty impossible for Ukraine to win this conflict outright. It's a tragedy, in my view. But I think, honestly, it can be laid at their doorstep. This president and the people surrounding him are scared to death of their own shadow. Here's an example. So the other day, we took out a site in Yemen where they were preparing missiles to be launched against U.S. ships. I think it was three sites. And we apologized. We gave the explanation so apologetically. It's sort of like, well, we really knew that these missiles were being aimed at our... It's like, who cares? Just do it.
Yes,
you know, get rid of these SOBs who are costing us millions of dollars, threatening the lives of our servicemen. But it was so classic. And by the way, I don't know if this has really been much talked about. In the Financial Times yesterday, I read that all the Iranian masterminds, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard leadership, really did leave Syria after basically the United States told everyone that's where we were going to place, that we were going to be bombing sites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we gave them a heads up. They got out of there just to make sure we didn't kill any Iranians. Well, gosh, that's great, except it's Iranian-backed, money-backed terrorists that are killing our people. I just think it's preposterous that we are so chicken-livered. And I think, you know, I mean, I'm not a warmonger, but if we're at war, fight the war.
Exactly. And that's the problem. We haven't won a war in 70 years. I mean, and how can you expect to when you're so concerned about, you know, gender reassignments and pronouns in the military? I mean, you're off the mark and you're off mission here. And, you know, Bob Gates told everybody, he said Joe Biden at that time in his book, it was 40 years. You know, now we're, what, five decades, almost six decades of Joe Biden's foreign affairs experience and his batting average. I mean, how do you get everything wrong? I mean, that is just unbelievable, because even a fifth grader might even at a good guess hit the target once in a while. But Joe Biden consistently misses, Liz, and he's in the Oval Office making these decisions.
I know. It's horrifying. And, of course, in this era, Joe Biden's biggest problem is he came into office determined to overthrow everything that Trump had done. Well, the reality is, and particularly in the Middle East, what Trump had done was extremely effective. So, in fact, there was a journal op-ed recently went through every single thing Biden did. For example, you know, Trump had designated the Houthis at the end of his term as a terrorist group. Biden undid it, and then, whoops, they have to come back and put him back on the terror list because, guess what? They're terrorists. I mean, you know, there are about four things like that. Yeah, exactly. There are about four things like that that Biden specifically undid from the Trump years that were effective. And sure enough, they had to kind of undo all of them. And, of course, his entire relationship with Saudi Arabia has been bungled from the start. It's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And it's all, you know, again, it's sort of this anti-Trump, but all very, very small man behavior. I think Biden is a small person. I think he holds grudges and he, you know, now he's sort of an angry old man, small person, and that's a really bad combination. Anyway,
he kind of reminds me of the caricature that's repeatedly cycled in these movies. Whenever you talk about CIA operatives and, you know, politicos who are too big for their britches and stuff, you see this in the there's Joe Biden, all ego.
Yeah.
You know, all ego, no cattle. You know, whatever. Even if. Well, if you want to put
all
it
hat,
in those,
no cattle.
And, exactly, but all ego, no cattle. Even the same way, I think there's some relevance there, possibly. But in my humble opinion, the way I continue to see this, or he demonstrates. I mean, he doesn't give you any alternative. And then, of course, you know, the special counsel's report that continues to reverberate. That just, I'm sure, you know, has him waking up just spitting nickels. You know.
Oh, I think so. I think so. And you know, look, I continue to think he won't be the candidate, and therefore, as you're saying, let's talk about policies, let's talk about how wrong they are for our country. Hopefully it won't be Joe Biden in the White House four more years.
Well, you got to pin that tail on that donkey, don't you? I mean, this, you really do. I mean, again, and you wrote about it. You and I were talking about it. You wrote about this over a year ago. Forget about it. I mean, you got to tie this in, because this is Democratic leadership. The people, 80-some million, believe it or not, said, okay, we want to empower the Democrat. We're going to, you know, put Joe Biden and the Democrats in charge. And look what they've done to us.
Yeah, not good.
Maybe, you know, the only way that the car dealers can get rid of all these EVs is that, you know, Biden can go Oprah and say, hey, you get an EV, you get an EV, everybody gets an EV, finally all the EVs are done, right? Why not?
Or, you know, or stack them up along the border, and that'll be our new border.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, same like you, man. It's in spite of all this, I think, you know, hey, we had a I love football for the contest. My heart was with the 49ers, but it was hard to root against the success and, you know, the legend that is becoming Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. You are talking to the wrong man. I hate football. I really do. I can't stand it. I never watch Super Bowl. I never watch football. I was at a friend's house in Utah on a family a friend's ski trip, and some friends watched the Super Bowl downstairs. I was upstairs doing email and reading other things. So less for me, more for you, more for the rest of America.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
Someone has to be out there not watching the Super Bowl, and that's me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's okay, because it's not like 100% of the people watch it. But anyway, you know, life goes on. Yeah, and some people felt the same way, whether usually, you know, a lot of people, you'd be surprised how many people watch it for the commercials. You know, it's $7 million a whack, you know, it's like $7 million now for 30 seconds on a Super Bowl game. And and meanwhile, Taylor Swift's getting all this free promotion and everything, and I think the NFL benefited from it because a lot of young girls were being drawn because they're Swifties, and the passion for this artist is it's hard. I'm not sure I understand it, but it's just maybe because it's out of my demographic, and I shouldn't understand it.
Yeah, well, a couple things. One is Taylor Swift is everywhere. She's like oxygen or trying to, you know, hold your breath. If you don't like oxygen, okay, good luck with that. Hold your breath and see how long you'll last. If you don't like Taylor Swift, you know, close your eyes, see if she'll go away, and she won't. She's in it. Every time you turn around, there she is. So that's one aspect of it. But also, you know, it's funny. When I talk to friends of mine, and I'll ask them, hey, did you watch the State of the Union last night, or did you watch the convention presidential nominee acceptance speech, whatever? And some of my, most of my friends are in it, but some of them say, well, I'm not in politics, I don't do that. And, you know, okay. I guess the same reaction when I say I don't watch Super Bowl. Probably like, what?
Right.
You know, do you have three heads? But you know, I do know people who don't watch the news, and that they're not into it. So as far as...
Well, and it's so funny, you know, you say that because I have friends, too, that, you know, they don't watch the news, but they have a lot of commentating to say about things that they know so little about. You know, it's like you the same question. You say, hey, what about that Robert Hur report about, you know, the lack of mental acuity of the president of the United States? And they look at you like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Robert Hur, who's she, right?
It's like, no, do you realize, you know, we got a special counsel report. Special counsel, you know, all that money, the millions of dollars, your taxpayer money you paid for. And the conclusion is that we can't convict a president for breaking the law because he's mentally deficient. Wow.
A little bit like who's on first, you know, her, who's she, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, it is crazy, you know. Robert Hur, the special counsel, concluded that Biden is insufficiently sharp to go through the raid, feel sorry for him. Oh, look at this nice old man, you know, the mean prosecutor beating up on him, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So let's go easy on him. The question isn't really about his state of mind now, but his state of mind when he decided it was a really good idea to walk out of the U.S. Capitol with secret documents while he was a U.S. senator, when he's very sharp and had a crisp memory. You can go back not many years. Go back certainly his time as vice president and certainly his time as U.S. senator. He was sharp. He was quick. I didn't agree with much that he said, but he was a tough guy. He was out there, you know, arguing his case on everything from the economy to judges to foreign policy. He was the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So this is the time when he was compiling these secret documents. And if you're a U.S. senator and you're in a SCIF, one of those secret compartments where you sit and look at documents, you leave them there. You don't walk out with them. So how is it that documents that are inside of a SCIF end up inside of his garage in Wilmington, Delaware, next to his Corvette? They don't belong there. And you can't say, well, I guess he just had a bad memory. He was senile back in the 1980s and 90s when he was in the U.S. Senate. No, that doesn't add up at all. So, you know, you can feel sorry for him now. But my question is, how on earth did those documents get there back when he was a very sharp, capable, and intellectually engaged man? And that's what the prosecutor should have thought of. And that's why I think that Joe Biden ought to have been charged for espionage, for mishandling of documents, all of the charges that have been hurled at Donald J. Trump for the documents he had as president. When you're president of the United States, you are allowed. There's some debate about the presidential record, blah, 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 but there are no doubt court cases that say that the president of the United States owns those documents and can take them with him, and you make that argument. You can't make any argument that says a U.S. senator can walk off with secret documents. You can't make any argument that a vice president can walk off with secret documents. They have no right to do that because they have no right to declassify documents. The president of the United States can declassify the formula for the H-bomb if he wants. I wouldn't recommend that, but if he wanted to, he could declassify it and publish it and put it on the website, put it on the internet, and hand it out at street corners if he wanted. I wouldn't do that if I were president of the United States. I don't recommend any president do that, but he has the right to do that until we change the law. That's what the law says. And so Trump had the right to walk off of those documents. Biden as VP, and certainly Senator Biden, had no right to take secret documents and stuff them into these open, loose boxes in his garage in Wilmington, next to his Corvette.
Exactly. Well, and the thing was, it's interesting that, you know, they had to stage the documents in Trump's office, right, at Mar-a-Lago. They threw them on the floor and made it look like it was haphazard and stuff like that. But with Joe Biden, they didn't have to stage anything. They just took pictures of the boxes that were flimsily off to the side behind his Corvette. And we didn't see any pictures. I didn't see any at Penn Center or the other places that they found the documents. But, you know, Biden's response was, hey, look, it wasn't me. It was some other Democrat who fell out of his underwear drawer. And they ended up here or something, you know. It's just astounding. Yeah, I mean, what we're led to.
Oh, my staff did it. Well, you know, again, if you were the staff doesn't go into these secure rooms to look at government at secret documents. You don't send in your chief of staff or your legislative director to go, oh, go look at those secret documents, those top secret documents. Tell me what they say. You as a U.S. senator walk in on your own. These days, you leave your laptop, you leave your other devices you have behind, and you sit there and you read the documents and you memorize them or study them or make whatever conclusions you want, and you leave them behind, you walk up the door. So the only way those documents get from a secure compartmentalized facility on Capitol Hill to his garage in Wilmington is if Joseph Robinette Biden himself transports them there and gets them out in the first place. You can't blame that on the intern or his secretary or his chief of staff or whatever else it is. At some point, Joe Biden took those documents, which were marked top secret, and took them out of places where they should have been. And he did that back at a time when he was intellectually engaged, mentally capable, independent of whatever his psyche is today. And he's, again, this proves once again that we have a double standard in justice. If you're a Democrat, you skate. If you're a Republican, you get prosecuted. And we're seeing it here one more time. And it's a terrible, awful situation. And based, you know, if we want to prove that there is equal justice under law, either Joe Biden needs to be charged for these crimes, as was Donald J. Trump, or if we're not going to charge Joe Biden, we need to drop the charges against Donald J. Trump. And then again, I will believe in equal justice under law in this country.
Yeah, we need FBI agents swarming his home there in Delaware, you know, like they did to the president at Mar-a-Lago. What I don't understand, and maybe this is too logical, and it's hard for the Beltway to understand, is that, look, you have an outgoing administration. And when it comes to, if these documents are so important, where's the National Archives and Records Administration personnel? I'd be going through boxes. I mean, before you allowed boxes to go out the door, there need to be some time for them to review and say, if this is so sacrosanct and so sensitive, you know, that they go through, particularly the president, but in, of course, in the last administration, you even had Mike Pence exit stage left, and he had some documents unbeknownst to himself, but, you know, he did after, you know, watching the invasion at Mar-a-Lago. You know, better look at your box of goodies and see if you have some, you know, classified information that you shouldn't have. And you found out that he did, and he turned it over right away. I mean, and but yet the narrative that they want us to believe is that Trump resisted in cooperation. But anyway, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Good talk. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRisi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRisi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRisi and visit SkyRisi.com or call 1-866-SKYRISI to learn more.
A
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, this is the thing, this narrative about Trump, how he resisted turning over material. You know, Joe Biden has said as much. Joe Biden wasn't involved in the conversations with National Archives. I guess just a couple of weeks before, even, you know, they came down, FBI came down, they asked some questions, said, oh, why don't you just put an extra lock on the door is what was reported. But yet the other faux narrative that's out there that Joe Biden is pushing on about Donald Trump is that he didn't cooperate. And I'm not there. I'm not getting that. Are you?
Yeah. Well, I've heard a couple of things. One is that as former president, he's been litigating this and making the argument, which, again, you can agree or disagree, but I think it's a credible legal argument, that as a president of the United States, he has a fundamental and incontrovertible right to declassify these documents, and he did so, and therefore they're his to keep. And he's been in court and having his lawyers speak with the National Archives folks and make this argument. And I think this was probably headed towards court at some point, which is where some judge ultimately would have agreed or disagreed with Trump. And that was his quote-unquote resistance. And, you know, anybody who's told to do something by the government and decides to take him to court, well, I guess you call that resistance, but we're allowed to do that in this country. So, so fine, right. He resisted legally, number one. Number two, he did have a visit by, I believe, people from the National Archives, and they said, okay, you know, we see we're keeping these documents. Put a lock on that, extra lock on that door, and apparently they did. And I think Trump thought, okay, that's good. That's all that's required. They're happy now. They're content. So as long as he put that lock in, which they asked for, that doesn't strike me as resistance. And then, lo and behold, rather than treat Trump the way they did Biden, where they just sat down.
Or even Obama. Obama the same way. Right? But go ahead.
In Biden's case, he was allowed to have his own lawyers, go through all these records, say, okay, that's classified, that's not classified, this is top secret, this is public, et cetera, and then segregate the classified documents and hand them over. They let Biden's lawyers do that. And I believe some of Biden's lawyers, if I remember correctly, did not have
clearance. Exactly.
So you got people people who don't have clearance looking at documents they're not supposed to read, saying, oh, yeah, okay, this is cool, this is not cool. So that's a big problem, number one. Number two, they didn't give that opportunity to Trump and his lawyers with or without clearance. They just went in and had a raid. A bunch of FBI agents show up at dawn with sirens blaring and all the lights going, and I think they were probably armed, running in and going through his house, going through his son Barron's bedroom, going through Melania's clothing and wardrobe and attire, looking for documents, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they didn't give his lawyers an opportunity to do this. And, okay, well, we went through and here are the classified documents. He'll give these back. So, again, two totally different manners of treatment. One is obviously a big, big, high-profile public situation designed to embarrass Trump. Unfortunately for Biden and the Democrats, it boomeranged on them because people saw this as fundamentally unfair, and it's pretty much from the Mar-a-Lago raid onward where Trump's popularity has gone up, and away, and now he's ahead of Trump, rather ahead of Biden in almost every public poll.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, I mean, this just goes to, you know, bring out the deep state all the more, doesn't it? This permanent unelected class of bureaucrats that can go and have such disregard for tradition and the Constitution and do this to a former president. I mean, there's just something so wrong on so many levels, what they've done to Trump. And as Trump says, hey, it's not just me they're doing it. They're doing it to you. And I think more and more American people are realizing, yes, they're not only doing it to us, they have done it to us, and they will continue to do it to us unless we have, you know, a fortified resistance against this kind of insanity, DeRoy.
No, this is absolutely right, and I think the fundamental unfairness that people see in this situation is part of the reason why people are rallying around Trump. I mean, it certainly has solidified his base. The GOP base is, you know, 90-odd percent or something like this behind Trump. But you've even got independents and even some Democrats saying, this isn't fair. You know, why are you going after this man in multiple courtrooms? He's facing, I think it's a total grand total of 91 different charges.
91, exactly.
Four or five different cases. I believe if he's found guilty on all of them, he could go to jail for something like 712 years, I think it is. And meanwhile, you see one Democrat after another just get away with whatever they do. They go, oh, you got caught, off you go. Don't do that again. Bad boy, bad girl. Right. And people see that and think, okay, well, we do not live under a fair justice system, and the only way to end it is regime change. Get these people out of there and put in Trump and the Republicans. And this is part of the reason that you keep seeing Trump's numbers going up and away.
Well, we've got to get them out of there and replace them with like-minded, God-fearing, constitutional-loving bureaucrats. You know, and I mean it in a new sense, a revival of the bureaucracy that has people that actually believe in the rule of law. And, you know, that's what the voter needs to be mindful of, is that we don't just do some window dressing. I mean, there needs to be some serious renovation taking place here. And we, the people, the voters, are going to be instrumental in sending in reinforcements. Trump and an army, if I might say, an army of freedom-loving elected officials that really want to turn this upside down, that are more concerned about we, the people, than the bureaucrats, the oligarchs, and the K-Streeters, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what we need. And, you know, one of the things that President Trump has talked about is some kind of civil service reform if he gets reelected, and that is to be able to make it easier to fire Democrats who are either incompetent, not doing their jobs, or even worse, dragging their feet, not implementing the policy that the American people vote to see implemented by the president they support, or even worse, engaging in what you saw under Trump, constant leaks, constant backbiting, sabotage, et cetera. And right now, unless you see a federal employee actually rape and kill somebody on camera, it's almost impossible to fire them. And you want to be able to fire these people if they don't do their jobs.
Exactly.
They're sitting there, you know, essentially, in almost in a sense, negating the election by not implementing the policy of the government that has been elected by the people. You know, when the people vote for Trump and his policies, or they'll vote for Biden and his policies, the expectations of the federal government will follow. And do what the president and his cabinet and others say, based on the law passed by Congress. And if they don't do that, you know, you're basically, you know, undermining and sabotaging the federal government and the executive branch. And
but it's more serious. Isn't it more serious than that, though? Doesn't it border, you know, treason, in a sense? I mean, I know it sounds severe, but I think, you know, to your exact point, when we exercise our legal, constitutionally defined right to elect our, you know, our representatives, and they're undermined like they are, that's become part of the status quo in the Beltway. Wait a minute here. You're committing treason.
I think when you've got people in the bureaucracy who, for example, when Trump was president, didn't like Trump, and so they leaked things like the transcripts and readouts of his conversations with foreign leaders, and say, okay, we don't like Trump. I remember very early on, let's get his conversation with the Australian Prime Minister out there. This is within 2 or 3 weeks of him becoming president. What you're doing, because you want to stop Trump or get Trump, what you then do is tell every world leader, I cannot have an open conversation with the President of the United States because it will be on the front page of the Washington Post, 20 minutes after I hang up the phone.
Okay, exactly.
So that's not cool. That's not good. It definitely borders on treason. John Kerry was a private citizen at the time, I think, but when Trump was president, he was getting a plane and flying over and chatting with the mullahs and having conversations with them about how to, tie Trump's shoelaces together. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's not treason, that's certainly to me a violation of the Logan Act. You as an American citizen don't go over and negotiate with foreign leaders. And that's bad enough if you go over the across the pond and negotiate with the British Prime Minister or the President of France. But when you go over and negotiate with the mullahs and the ayatollahs in Iran, who wake up every morning, the first words out of their mouths are death to America. Mm-hmm. That to me sounds like giving aid and comfort to the enemy, maybe not fully in a time of war, but certainly a time of great tension. And if you're a guy like John Kerry, when your plane lands back here in the United States, you ought to be put in handcuffs.
Exactly.
Under the Logan Act. Why John Kerry's not in prison for what he did back then, giving, if you will, chest feeding the ayatollahs when Trump was president because he wanted to save his blessed, the Iran nuke deal. That's not his job. When you lose the election and the other party gets in, you stand down. Now, if he wants to write op-ed pieces and give speeches and teach a class on why the Iran deal is wonderful and why we need to save him, God bless America, knock yourself out. Right. Write a book. Tell everybody what you think. When you're overseas, sitting down and explaining to foreign leaders how to sabotage the policy of your own government, that to me, that's at least a violation of the Logan Act, if not actual treason. John Kerry's walking around as a free man, and he should not be. He ought to be behind bars.
Exactly.
Right now.
Well, we've got a little over a minute left here, DeRoy. I want you to address your latest column. Democrats lavish illegal immigrants with Valentine citizens. We're taking the arrows. I mean, this is like Valentine's week anyway, so it's all appropriate. The metaphor is right there. I mean, we are we're taking the arrows from these bureaucrats.
Yeah, we keep seeing this over and over again, where American citizens have to take a back seat to illegal aliens. For example, in Boston, we've got a shelter in an area called Roxbury, which is about 55% black, and that's been handed over to illegal aliens so they can enjoy it. And the black Americans born in the USA are looking at the Democrat governor, Democrat mayor, saying, "What are you doing? We send our kids here. There's activities for seniors," and those people have been told, "Okay, well, you need to stand down. We're going to let illegal aliens have this place." And according to an article I read, they'll receive, quote, wraparound services until May 31st. Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report says that he went through Miami Airport sometime in January, and the illegal aliens were told, well, you don't need to have your picture taken by TSA if you don't want to. You don't have to show ID. Just get on the plane. You can use your arrest warrant as ID to get on the plane. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much. Bye now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone...